Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to today's Bitcoin news video.
Oh, forget it.
I'm telling you, yeah, my name's Chris. Let's get right into it. So this is the Bitcoin chart. Today's Monday, April 15th. Yeah, I hope you got your taxes in. Oh, I hope you can cope with that in your mind that you're being ripped off by the state constantly. But anyway, today the price right now is $62,943. You can see right now we're 63,000 even, pretty much. Yeah, over the weekend, we came down from 69,000 all the way to 60,800. So 61K, from 69 to 61K. That was a big drop. And look at the overall chart. You could see we're in this range between like 74,000 and 60,000, right? We've been going oscillating. So everything's fine. Everything's good. Considering everything going on in the market, Bitcoin is still holding very strong. So, yeah, and today you can see we're dumping right now. But this level here, right around 60,700 or 60,800, we've touched it twice on March 20th and then on April 13th. So maybe that's some sort of a support. We don't know. All right, news. Well, how long till the halving? Well, this isn't right. Oh, it is right. 4 days and 7 hours to the halving. Oh, it's going to happen on April 19th now. Not on 420. Anyway, today, 1,577 sats per dollar. And the big news is that Hong Kong regulators have approved the launch of spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs. So yeah, regulators approved the launch of spot Bitcoin ETFs. China AMC, Harvest Global, and Bocera International are among these that have been given the green light to issue ETFs. So this is, again, major adoption. Major global adoption right here. You're looking at it. And this note here is from Bitcoin Archive. This is a cool video of a guy showing Bitcoin ETF ads on electronic billboards in Hong Kong. So let me play this for you.
A lot of you guys have been asking about Bitcoin ETFs in Hong Kong. Well, check this out. There's a giant Bitcoin ad right now talking about the ETF that's imminent in Hong Kong. There's definitely a lot of attention going on here because at the end of the day, when these ETFs launch, they need people to buy, right? So more and more ads, more and more attention. And Hong Kong's trying to push itself to be the center of Web3. So in this financial hub with so many people, we're going to see more of this.
All right, there you have it. That's pretty interesting to see it, right? On the ground in Hong Kong. In terms of adoption, but in negative adoption, just in, Norway becomes the first country in Europe to introduce regulations for data centers aimed at controlling which projects are permitted. They state Bitcoin mining is an example of a type of business we do not want in Norway. Okay. And here's the, apparently there's an article. Cracking down on crypto data centers. Unwanted in Norway. The government wants to close the door to cryptocurrency mining in Norway. Okay. You can do that. All right. What's the over-under until they switch their position? 1 month? You think they're going to change their mind in 1 month or 2 months or 6 months? Or maybe a year. But come on. As the world changes, they're going to change too. And here's Zeus, he posts, I don't spend money on clowns at my kids' parties anymore. I just show them Peter Schiff's tweets on Bitcoin. Laughter fills the air every time. Yeah, Peter Schiff is just, oh my goodness. This is from November 25th, 2018. Peter Schiff tweets, don't make the mistake of thinking that buying Bitcoin below $3,800 is a bargain just because the current price is better than 80% below its record high. Bitcoin's price could easily drop another 80% from here, and at $750, it would still be expensive. I mean, look, it's funny. Come on, it's funny. Yeah, so he doesn't have to hire clowns for birthday parties. He just shows Peter Schiff tweets. I love it. And here is a picture. IRL is the best. That's what Carl says. This is us, with all four of us. We met at BitBlock Boom, and we took this picture because we were on the same Bitcoin panel episode about a month ago, month and a half ago. So this is great. I'll link to this tweet. It's awesome to meet people in real life. It really is. This is AC and Carl and Isabella and me. And here's the Colorado Springs crew at BitBlock Boom. Oh, yeah. Let's go. Yeah. I clearly have the best physique out of all these people, right? Funny, all the military guys, the ex-military guys, they're all, you know, buff. All right. All right. This is just in. Coinbase releases a new Bitcoin halving commercial. I don't know that it's a Bitcoin halving commercial, but let's watch it.
Over time, your money gets you less. Does Bitcoin? Well, in 2012, one Bitcoin bought you this much pizza. In 2016, this much pizza. In 2020, this much pizza. And in 2024, well, you get the gist. Roughly every 4 years, future supply of Bitcoin is reduced. So historically, you get more, not less.
Okay. Anyway, I thought that was interesting just to watch. I mean, look, it's, again, mainstream adoption, and that's true. So everything, if you price everything in Bitcoin, prices have been going down, down, down. It's insane, right? I showed you other pictures of, like, 8 years ago, if you wanted to buy a house with Bitcoin, it was like 2,000 Bitcoin. And then, like, 4 years ago, it was like 60 Bitcoin. And today, it's like 5.5 Bitcoin to buy a house. And what is it going to be in 4 years? Maybe one Bitcoin? Maybe less than one Bitcoin? It's awesome. Yeah, and this is, yeah, if you think you own your money in the bank, if you think that's your money, yeah, look at this. Bitcoin exists so that you never have to argue with a bank teller to gain access to your money. This man can't even withdraw 3,000 Canadian cuckbucks to buy a car with cash without being harassed and put in timeout by a bank teller. Oh, you gotta see this.
I can't, wait, I don't understand. What are you talking about?
So I can either give you a bank draft, or if you're gonna get cash, I would need an invoice for the car purchase.
Why? No, I'd like to, the car's payments for in cash. I can't use a bank draft.
Are you buying from like a private?
Yeah, it's private.
Person?
It's literally from my friend.
From your friend?
Yeah, but he wants it in cash.
Can he give you like anything that you're purchasing from him?
No, I don't. You don't need that, bro. What is it? I'm only asking for three. What is this? It's my money. I'm allowed to withdraw from my own bank account.
Yeah, so I can.
You said that. What's the maximum limit you can give a withdrawal to a customer? It's $3,000 on the date. You've already mentioned that multiple times.
Yeah, not today.
Why not today?
Today I would need a bank draft or I would get an invoice.
But why? You don't. So you need proof of what it is. Why is that? And why is that? Why is that? Why do you need? Why do you need me to tell you what it is? Why do you need? What kind of proof is that? I bring in a note. Like, what? How is that? What is that going to change? I don't understand.
So that would
you need to give my money. I'm not taking a bank job. I would like cash, please.
Yeah, I won't be able to give you cash.
Yeah, wait. I'm just going to sit here until you give me cash. So I'm not going to leave.
Okay. Well, if you want, you can have a sit there.
And then do what? Who am I waiting for?
I can get the manager to talk to you.
Well, yeah, get the manager because this is it's unbelievable.
Oh God, yeah. So if you think the money in the bank is yours, you got another thing coming. This is going to happen more and more in every way, all the time, everywhere. This is going to spread because this is what the establishment wants. They want to make it hard for you to get your money, and they're going to fight you to get your money as they're devaluing it like mad. It's crazy. So this is an interesting website. It was something I learned about at BitBlock Boom. This is a website called thispersondoesnotexist.com. And yeah, how's that? You like that person? All right, how about this person? Looks like a person, right? Yeah, that's a guy. Oh, here's a little girl. There's a woman. Here's some dude. Okay, guess what? None of these have existed. They're all AI. Just to show you how good AI is getting. This is insane, right? Yeah, so watch out. Now here's a baby elephant making room for its favorite toy. There you go. All right. So hopefully you can be like a baby elephant and have some fun and relax this summer. So this is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Click the link on the top here. It says join our locals community. Come over here. Become a member. It's free. You just can hang out and it's fun. And don't forget, every Friday we do the Bitcoin panel live stream. Oh, yeah, they're going to get more interesting from now on because I've met so many people at BitBlock Boom that I'm going to invite onto the panel. So the panels are just going to be awesome. So, all right, that's it for today. Quick one today. Thanks for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the video And if you're on Rumble, follow the channel and let me know what you think. And if you have questions and if you have any suggestions for future content, let me know. But thanks for watching, and I'll see you for tomorrow's video. All right. See you.